because Brad had a story about a guy who set off the sprinkler system, and I can't believe it's news.
Bunch of damage at the Marriott Hotel.
Taking those calls this morning. Brooks set it off?
I think it was Brooks' friend, someone Brooks knows. We're going to the YVR airport in Vancouver, I believe.
That's
right,
where
Brooke?
He set it off?
Is that right, Brooke?
Yeah, one of my friends, he's an aircraft mechanic out there at the Vancouver airport, and they had a company in there for a month and a half or so putting in a fire retardant system in the hangar, airplane hangar, so you can imagine how big it is. Anyways, about after it was all over, about a month later, they needed to open this other door that they don't normally open. And I guess when the chains and cables went up, it wore through the coating on part of the electrical system on this fire retardant system. And all of a sudden, there's all these sprinklers going on, and everybody's running every place. And there's a fellow that is in the tool crib, and you got to sign out the tools. And it was a kid that had just started the day before. So John runs over to the tool crib, and this kid is hiding behind the desk, and there's two big nozzles spraying this foam on him, and he's yelling at him, "Get out of here!" So he unlocks the door and runs out. And, of course, there's three mechanics trying to run in to get some tools now. And John told me, he says, yeah, it took us the whole rest of the day to wash this fire retardant out. It was all in the toolboxes, everything. And he says, it's made out of ground up chicken feathers and basically chicken guts.
The
and
foam?
He says, what? Yeah, what a reek.
The foam is made out of that?
Well, this is what he described it as.
Wow.
Basically ground up chicken feathers and chicken guts. And it was just horrendous.
Oh, and the footing as you're trying to run out of there is probably not good on that stuff, too. All right. Thanks, Brooke.
Probably a couple feet deep in a building like that.
360-733-5476. Drew, go ahead.
Yeah, I was working in a place called Quinton in Woodinville, and we built treadmills. A girl was loading up our racks on a forklift with one of those extendable booms. You know, you go up really high and then extend the carriage out to load the rack. And she clipped off the end of a sprinkler system that ran right down the middle of the rack.
Yeah.
The most putrid, black, disgusting fluid that you've ever smelled in your life came ripping out of this pipe for about 2 minutes. What people don't understand is the water, if they don't flush those systems, sits in there and it basically just rocks.
Oh, so the first kind of water, comes out is that black stuff.
Nasty.
Yeah.
It was like death coming out of there. I mean, it sprayed all over the equipment and the rack, the boxes, the floor. She got covered for about a good 3 or 4 months afterwards. That smell just lingered. Oh. It was the most disgusting thing you've ever smelled in your life.
Thank you, Drew.
Now that makes the air water on airplanes, you know, when they told you not to drink the water on the airplane, it's probably the same kind of deal where it's been sitting in
there forever.
And it's like,
man. 360-733-5476 and Brad and John at KISM.com.
Brad and John. Coming back. KISM.